Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a joint statement by FIAN International and Justiça Global, both members of the ETO consortium, an international network striving for the implementation by states of extraterritorial human rights obligations that are enshrined in international human rights law, but that states still refrain from recognizing. We recommend the reinsertion of, quote, and or produced effects in Article 9.1.A to include jurisdictions where the human rights abuse or violation may not have taken place, but produced effects, especially important in case of environmental harms. We refuse the US's proposal to add, quote, and consistent with domestic legal and administrative systems, unquote, in Article 9.1, as this would strongly reduce people's access to judicial systems. As in the third draft, Article 9 includes the place of nationality of victims as a place of jurisdictions in Article 9.1.D. This is particularly important, for instance, for migrant workers who face barriers related to resources, mobility, and language and access to justice and would now have the option to file a complaint where they are a national. However, instead of using domicile, the next text also offers jurisdiction where the victim has their habitual residence, while not defining what may comprise habitual residence. The definition of what may be considered domiciled in case of legal person is stated in Article 9.2, but this clarity is missing for habitual residence. There's also inconsistency in Article 11.2.B, where the term domicile is used in respect to natural persons to allow for the relevant applicable law of that state. Therefore, for consistency, we suggest that whichever term is considered broader shall be used in case of natural persons throughout the text. We also support Palestine's proposal to add Article 9.4, and we also strongly oppose the deletion of Articles 9.2b and c, because not referring to principal assets in the context of opaque investment webs make it difficult to establish jurisdiction in a state where those persons holding the assets are also those taking decisions on corporate activities. This is, for instance, the case of human rights violations in a peasant community in Senegal by a Senegalese company whose assets and not parent company are in Spain. And also we would finally support strongly Palestine's proposal to add Article 9.4.T. And to finish, we recommend the inclusion of an additional paragraph in Article 9, which provides for universal jurisdiction in cases of human rights abuses and violations, which amount to international crimes, given that such crimes are of concern to the international community as a whole. And that article would read, all courts shall have jurisdiction over claims against legal or natural persons not domiciled in the territory of the forum state for human rights abuses and violations, which constitute the most serious crimes of concern to the international community as a whole. I thank you, Mr. Chair.